Good evening, folks. This is going to be an appendage to this study as to pastorals number one. And in my study, I began talking about the English word heard in Ephesians 3:2, and I started talking about the mood and the tense, and in relation to our Russian friends taking the stance that the Ephesians did not hear about, or they were not enlightened to the truth of the mystery before they had received that particular letter. And I didn't elaborate, and I should have, but if we could turn to Ephesians 3:2, and I will read that. And as I mentioned in my study, they do believe that this dispensation of the grace of God here in verse 2, Ephesians 3:2, in fact, was revealed to Paul back in Acts 11. And I believe they would say that it's still currently running today, but it's not the revelation of the mystery, or it's not, down in verse 9, the dispensation or the fellowship of the mystery. So let's take a look at Ephesians 3:2 here, which says, "If ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you word." And I looked at the English word heard here, which is, this Greek form is in the indicative mood and the aorist tense, which would denote a past action. Now, our Russian friends, they had told me in their response to my first email that verse 2 is conditional, that the word, the Greek form translated if in the English, is conditional, meaning that they had to have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which was given to Paul for them. They had to have heard that or have been a part of that calling before the truth of the mystery could be revealed to them. So that was sort of conditional. But I have some interesting findings on this verse. So the English word heard, the Greek form, as I mentioned, in the indicative mood and aorist tense, which denotes past action, which would, if we take if out of it, that would clearly say that these readers have already heard the dispensation in verse 2. But we have this Greek form translated if, and that's very important. And if you have a companion Bible, turn to the companion Bible, look at the notes that that Bullinger has for Ephesians 3:2 about if, and I believe he'll take you to Appendix 118, and somewhere in there you'll read something that says, if this Greek form if is followed by the indicative mood, which it is in this case, the hypothesis is assumed as an actual fact. Therefore, in other words, there's no doubt here. Paul's not doubting if they had heard of the dispensation of the grace of God. It's sort of, it would sort of be like a rhetorical question, if you would. And in this instance, I really appreciate the translators of the NIV because of how they translated this verse. And back in my study, I actually read it, and I'll read it again with this thought in mind. But the NIV says, "Surely you have heard about the administration of God's grace that was given to me for you." So, whether the translators looked into this or not, but from their translation, by using the English word surely you have heard, they are agreeing with what Bollinger says about this Greek form translated if when it's followed by an indicative. He says that the hypothesis is assumed as an actual fact. So therefore, what Paul is telling them is an actual fact, and therefore, this verse is not conditional. And the reason why I bring this up, and I should have in my study, is because our friends from Russia say that this was conditional, and this actually had to happen before they could be enlightened as to the truth of the mystery. But the way that I see this is, it is not conditional. There's no doubt in this whatsoever. It's just assumed to be factual. It's assumed to be real. It's assumed to be true. So this is an appendage to that, and this goes along with As to Pastorals number 1. Thank you.